This is Apollo Saturn launch control. T-minus 2 hours, 58 minutes, 54 seconds, and counting. The Apollo 12 crewmen aboard their transfer van now going down the last leg on their trip to the launch pad. They're on the main road now. They've gone past the launch control center and are heading down. They'll be coming up shortly on the mobile service structure park site, and then they'll make the turn toward pad A. It's about 18 minutes that we give the transfer van to make the trip from the crew quarters to the launch pad. Once the astronauts do arrive at the pad, they'll board one elevator that will take them inside the mobile launcher and a second high-speed elevator that will take them up the mobile service structure to the 320-foot level from where they will board their Apollo 12 spacecraft. The backup command module pilot, Al Warden, is aboard the spacecraft at this time, as he has been for the last 30 or 40 minutes or so, performing final checks of switches and the water and environmental control system in preparation for the arrival of the crew. Standing by in the white room, awaiting the arrival of the astronauts, are the pad leader, a command module technician, and a quality control representative. We expect the crew to board the spacecraft starting at the 2-hour, 40-minute mark in the count. This is the way it is according to the book, which would be some 17 minutes from this time. It could be earlier, depending on their arrival. We had some rain in the launch pad area. It's difficult to tell whether it is still raining at this time in the pad area. However, the weather forecast still stands as acceptable for our launch attempt at 11:22 a.m. We're continuing to monitor the status of the launch vehicle here in the firing room at the Launch Control Center. All is well with the countdown at this time. We are go for Apollo 12. 2 hours, 57 minutes, 3 seconds and counting. This is Launch Control.